The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, another great Kid of the Week, an Allstate Kid of the Week in just a second. Andre, this is your favorite part of the show, isn't it?
Love this part of the show. Oh, my gosh. And we always, every week I say, this is the greatest kid. Next week, this is the greatest kids. They are all phenomenal.
Right, right. Well, it's not the Allstate Bad Kid of the Week. I mean, you would expect them to be pretty good, wouldn't you?
Well, I think so, yeah. They're actually exceptional. They're not just pretty good.
If we end up doing the Bad Kid of the Week, we'll do it in a completely different part of the show.
That'll involve people like we know and us and
everybody that got into show business.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet our Allstate agent first. It's Mindy. Is it Blanco or Blanco?
Blanco.
Thanks. So, you know, 2 years of Spanish, I should know that, Mindy. And I know your agency's in the same neighborhood as our Kid of the Week. We're going to have you introduce us to her in just a second. But let's talk about you for a second. How long have you been an agent?
12 years.
And tell me about your business.
The main thing that
Thrust.
I'm so proud of. Yes, definitely. Trust. It's very easy to show when we have the Allstate name, it's just an easy way to walk in. Clients want to walk in and they ask questions.
Sure.
So it's a very smooth transition to talk about insurance when they see already the name of the company. So I'm very proud. I'm very proud of work for Allstate.
And you've got a great commitment, I know, not just to the Hispanic community, but also to Hispanic youth and empowering Hispanic youth, right?
Absolutely. I'm very proud of that.
And there is a couple things coming up we want to talk about, but the Allstate Foundation is joining Facing History and ourselves and believing that people make choices and choices make history. And it's an international education organization that engages students in examination of racism and anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
And the foundation has a series of Facing History and ourselves youth-led community conversations going across the country. Do you go to some of those? Do you lead them? Do you host them? How does that work for you?
We definitely go to different schools as well. I am on board with a non-for-profit. And in the area where, as well, our nominee that we're going to introduce today, winner, Brianna, that school basically is one of the schools and many other schools that we try to be participant of, because it's obviously very important to influence the kids, and they have so much to teach us, actually.
Sure, sure.
So, yes, it's very important to be there in the lives of the youth.
Why don't you introduce our Allstate Kid of the Week?
Sure, I'd be very honored to. Her name is Brianna Hampton Murph, and she is a junior at Intrinsic Charter Schools. And as I said, it's walking distance from the office, so it's very nice.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you're a junior or senior?
Yeah, I'm a junior at Intrinsic.
Junior. Oh, it's a big year, Brianna. How are your grades?
They're good. I have A's and B's.
Okay, let's go through it. What do you have an A in?
I have an A in English, history.
Mm-hmm, good, 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 good.
Probably B's in like math and science.
Yeah.
That's
too.
Not much.
Yeah, that's why we're in journalism, huh?
Andrea, what did you get in science and math?
I was actually okay in science. I would do, you know, A's and B's. Math, not so great. If it wasn't algebra, I wasn't a Brianna, Steve. Let's just put
it
that way.
Vandeveld, how'd you do?
In math and science?
Yeah.
Ugh, not good. Not good. No, not chemistry, calculus. Ooh,
right.
I actually hired a kid to dissect a frog for me, but that's a long time ago. Dave, you got into Northwestern, so I assume you got all A's?
No, I did not. It was different back then. Plus, but my SAT verbal was high. My math, not so good.
What did you get on your SAT?
I don't remember. I just remember
yes,
that my verbal
What'd
was
you get?
Good. I don't remember.
Was 800? The scoring system different then? I mean, I know they used an abacus.
It was an abacus. That's right. They had to wait till sunrise to actually figure out your score.
They would use the clay to write on the wall of the caves.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
This is a different time, Brianna. You understand. who is Mr. Walsh to you?
Mr. Walsh was my freshman facing history teacher. Well, actually, he didn't teach me facing history. He taught me history in general, but he took it a step further outside of the classroom to teach me personally, like facing history.
Well, here is what Mr. Walsh had to say about you, if you don't mind if I brag a little bit. First day I met Brianna Hampton Murph, I knew I was going to see and be around a special student. ninth grade world studies class. She was by far the least nervous student filing in on that first day. Why were you so cocky about world studies, miss?
I'm just interested in history and reading. I know my strengths. So.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. Yeah, yeah. She was confident and eager to learn. As the year went on, I quickly realized she had an aptitude for social sciences and a passion for social justice. Where does that come from?
I'm inspired by my mother, for the most part.
And your mom is a community activist by at least leading the way for you?
Yeah, she motivates me along with others, like my teachers and things like that.
Great. Mr. Walsh continues, I was impressed with her ability to build empathy for marginalized groups and equally impressed with her ability to influence her peers. It was these two attributes that I saw in Brianna that influenced me to nominate her as a Facing History student leader. I knew she'd do well as a Facing History student leader, but the fact that she's now being singled out as a leader among leaders has exceeded even my lofty expectations. Congratulations, Brianna. Keep up the good work. And the cool thing about that is you're going to remember Mr. Walsh for the rest of your life. Everybody's got teachers that just absolutely impact you, and you look back and you go, well, that person was really special to me. Mindy, I bet you have one.
Yes, absolutely, and it's so true. I mean, what we as adults, you know, there's a saying as far as with Maya Angelou, too, to be patient and to listen. We were there once, and it's so true. I mean, teachers influence, parents can influence, obviously, their surroundings. But in my high school, I mean, there was a couple, actually, I can remember. Funny ones, you know, serious ones,
sure.
But definitely impactful that you knew that they had heart and passion to teach.
Well, Brianna, I went to school in the 70s when dinosaurs roamed the earth. And I had a guidance counselor named Mr. Head, and he was an old hippie. Couldn't have been a nicer guy, and he helped me get through it. And I know Mr. Walsh is one of probably many, because you're a student leader, that you're going to remember as well. All right, so give us a lesson here. Let's talk from your perspective. You're 16, 17, how old are you?
16, going on 17.
All right, you're 16. All right, so you'll be 17 soon. What do you want for your birthday, by the way?
I have a lot planned.
She's a lot planned.
Here comes a list.
Right, here's her list. Uh-oh, here she goes.
Give us a list. We'll steal from the prize closet. And I don't mean literally steal. We own this stuff. but, Brianna, from your perspective as a 16-year-old, what do you wish adults knew about getting along better and what you try to teach your kids that you deal with? And from a leadership standpoint, what do grown-ups need to know a little bit better?
I believe grown-ups just need to know that everyone is not against you. And I think that's something that's hard for even my age group to understand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people feel like they are the victim or something like that. And, like, I just feel like anyone is in your best interest. Everyone can help you in any way, in any sort. So if you just, like, try to see what a person can do for you, then you'll be fine.
I see, and that's great. Correct me if I'm wrong. I see less prejudice and less bigotry in your generation than in previous generations, and that gives me hope. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, because you guys don't label, you know, and previous generations, I mean, everybody labels to some extent.
Right.
But previously, you know, if you were a kid that, you know, maybe was depressed at school, you were labeled and you were picked on. And if you were a kid that looked a little different, you were labeled and you were picked on. I know some of that still goes on, but I just feel like it's getting better, and I hope that's true.
Yeah, I feel like my generation is more accepting to the differences that may come within all different types of people.
So this the student leader with Facing History, what comes next? You got other events coming up?
I have a lot of things coming up focused on big tests like the SAT and trying to get accepted into big programs such as like Genesis Works or Chicago Scholars.
What do you think you want to do long term? What do you want to, you know, when you're out of school?
I'm pretty dedicated to wanting to be a lawyer when I get older.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Wow. Can I get your number?
Right.
Right now? Steve, I seriously see Brianna doing something in politics and maybe some community activism.
Oh,
or
amen to that.
Any political aspirations.
We need politicians that don't suck, Brianna. So I don't want to put any pressure on you. Hey, Dave, could you be her SAT tutor because of your incredible history with your SATs?
Well, on the verbal side, I'm okay, but I don't think Brianna really needs my help.
Yeah.
I think Brianna could help Dave, actually.
Yeah, I think maybe I'm the one who needs the help. I'll take the SAT again.
It's a pleasure to meet you both, Mitty and Brianna. Mitty, get the number out for your agency, by the way, if people
want
to call. Sure,
thank you. It's 773-384-6500, and we're right on Diversey and Costner.
And you go to the Allstate website, you can find out how to be your own agent. It's a process they're proud of, and they should be, and they're always looking for more good people to get into the business. And, Brianna, it's really a pleasure to have you on the show. Brianna Hampton-Murph, I see nothing but great things for you in the future. You're already great, but thanks for being on. And Andrea's going to tell you what chintzy prizes we're willing to give you today.
We're giving you some great prizes.
What is it? Tell me.
Steve, all you have to do is nominate a kid for Allstate Kid of the Week. A kid you know could be featured right here on the Steve Cochran Show and win great prizes. We are giving you today an Amazon gift card.
Good.
And a gift card for a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's pretty good. That's good. That's like $1 million when you're 16.
Right. Sounds amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, Brianna, last thing. Is there anybody you want to say hi to or suck up to because a lot of people are listening right now?
Yeah, it's a lot of people. Well, no, I won't make it long. But I just want to say that I appreciate my advisor, Abina Obama, who actually joined me today. And I appreciate my parents for just making the amazing person that they created.
Yes.
Good job,
Amen
Brianna.
Amen to that, yep.
And for everybody else that didn't get mentioned by Brianna, she has you in her heart and on a list, but she doesn't have all day.
All right. I love everybody.
So let us know what you end up doing for school. And Mindy, nothing but good luck with you. And,
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody who joined us from Allstate as well. So you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.